Hello?
Hey, Hafid, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department.
Yeah, hi, Jimmy. How are you?
Another day in paradise. Thank you for asking. How are you doing today?
Yeah. I'm not very well.
Good.
I'm still
good
waiting for Google My Business, yeah. I get
right.
Problems.
Yeah, I see you just started 3 weeks ago with us, right? You sent in all the required documents, too, so they should get you verified, like, ASAP, you know? Have you, okay, so Google Guaranteed, have you heard of this platform before? Do you already know how it works?
I have Google Guaranteed, but it's working.
Oh,
When they suspend my Google My Business, Google Guaranteed is suspended too. And I have Google Guaranteed running before, and I have a lot of reviews there.
Okay. So you're running your own Google Guaranteed page currently. It just got suspended when the Google Business profile got suspended. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay,
yes,
give me one quick second here. Let me go into the listing. Now I'm assuming your results were good, right, when you were running it yourself?
No. This is why, it's not good the results, you know.
Oh, really? Okay, with Google Guaranteed?
With Google Guaranteed, yes, yes.
Okay.
They have a lot of reviews there, but I think the Google Guaranteed is not optimized the campaign or something, you know. I think it's a very good cause, you know.
Let me check the competition in the area, too, okay? Give me one quick second here.
Sure.
I see you already have all the requirements. It's weird they suspended it, you know? But we'll be able to check in and see what's going on. Give me one quick second.
Yeah, here. This is why I get stuck. I don't have any calls at all. I used to have like a Google AdWord running the campaign, but when they suspend my Google My Business, it's not working. Google AdWord is not working well, and they pause it. And also Google Guaranteed that is suspend everything. You know, I get stuck. This is only way I get like calls.
And what's crazy, because I see all the documents you sent into us, you know, you have all the required documents. So it's crazy that they suspended it, you know. I know James, he's the main person on the advanced verification team for the Google business profiles. I know I see all his notes, like he's working to get you verified right now, or to get it out of suspension, essentially. With the Google Guaranteed profile, it's hard to tell what's going on without us being in it. So, and just to clarify again, so you have your own Google Guaranteed profile already set up, right?
Yeah, I've been in the business since, you know, since 2017. And they have Google Guaranteed. They have Google Guaranteed. It's working like I said, 3 weeks before I have a Google Guaranteed, it's working.
Okay.
And then with the badge, with the green badge, with everything.
Yeah.
And after they suspend me for Google My Business, also Google Guarantees suspended, you know. They told me when I have to click, they said me like a violation. You are under violation. Which violation? I don't know. I tried to contact them multiple times. They not told me which violation.
Okay. So let me
tell
you.
I have all the paperwork. I have my license. I have everything.
Oh, I've seen it all. Yeah, I looked at everything. You know, you have the Accor document. You have the required license. You know, you said you already have a bunch of reviews on there. So there's no reason it should have been suspended. Now let me tell you, if you were to have us manage the Google Guaranteed profile as well. So we have a one-time application/management fee. This isn't like a renewal fee. You pay it one time. You never have to pay it again. That's for $250. Okay, just so you're aware right off the bat. Now, because you already have your own Google Guaranteed profile, it works a little differently with the lead fees. So the way it would work is Google would charge you directly $21 per lead. We charge $7 per lead for the management fee, right? So with the management fee, we require a minimum budget allocation for 13 leads. So that would be, give me a second. You could obviously set it higher, but just so you know, the minimum requirement, that would be at $91 for the management fee. Okay? That's for 13 leads.
Yeah, no problem. If I get leads, then no problem. If I have leads, I don't have them because I need to get this resolved. That's no, I don't have
100%.
Any problem with the pay. But the issue, I need to get leads.
Yeah, you need it back verified and running. You know what I'm saying? I get what you're saying completely. So just a double, triple check, right? So you have access to your CID, right? Like your Google Guaranteed profile, like you're able to log in and everything. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm going to log right now, yeah.
Okay.
And,
I just got to make sure.
I can add you in the manager, in the Google Guaranteed manager, the profile that they have. Is a 12 Locksmith Apex. And if you need me to give you like to give you the access management to my account, you can.
That's what we need to do. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to assign a lead technician for your company in just 1 second, and I'll schedule your onboarding appointment. In that onboarding appointment, they'll walk you through adding them on as manager, right? And then they'll be able to get in and see exactly what's going on and get it re-verified for you. Now, before I do that, I'm going to send you over an email titled Google Guaranteed, and I'm going to reply to the email with your vertical, the cost per qualified lead, what the minimum budget requirement is, and I'm going to copy and paste all the subcategories in your vertical too. Okay.
Yeah, sure. And please, the Google Guaranteed, the competition is very bad. And I have someone, he just dropped me like a one-star review. One star is the one by one. I think is a scammer or someone. Yeah, just they try to put me down. You know, this is the problem. I have like 10 or like 12 one-star reviews in my account. You know, I never have one star. I'm working very hard. I have 5-star reviews from my customers. But I'm pretty sure someone he do that for me to drop me the business.
Right. So we can dispute that with Google. We just got to get in. Give me one quick second here.
Sure.
$7 management fee per lead. Minimum. This is an existing account, so I'm showing you the whole
account,
breakdown. Yeah, and what I'm doing is I'm just putting all this in here right now. Give me 1 second. Budget dollar management fee. Okay. And let me copy and paste the subcategories too. That way we have them here. Okay. Now, even though I'm not your actual lead technician, I'm really active in my Google Guaranteed accounts. I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here. So what I'm going to do is send you a text message right now with my direct line and extension so you have it. Okay.
Yeah, sure. It's Daniel Nielsen. Yeah, Google Guarantee.
Yes, sir. I'm sending you a text too, so you have it there as well. So just give me a sec.
Yes, sure.
Okay.
Get the one.
Okay. And so in a second, I'm going to schedule that Google Guaranteed onboarding appointment so we could get in, fix it, right? And they'll just kind of go through the details too. They just want to meet you. Before I schedule that, just so you know, you're going to have an application sent to you via email and via text. It's automatically triggered. You don't have to fill out the application though, because you're already have a Google Guaranteed profile. Okay.
No, I have the profile with the reviews. I have like,
yeah, exactly. So it's just automatically triggered when I add Google Guaranteed to your account. So when you see that email and that text for the application, just ignore it. You don't have to fill that out. Okay.
Sure.
All right, and let's see. Okay, for the one-time application/management fee, you know, that one-time $250 fee, are we going to be using the same card you have on file for us?
No, I'm going to give you, but this one here is guaranteed to have a job. I don't like to wait like the week or 2 weeks without job. It's going to be like I'm going to go outside because I have the expenses to pay a rental. My car and my payments for my car, everything.
Yeah.
It can be guaranteed.
So you'll see in writing, it says 4 to 8 weeks, but I'm the main person that sets the accounts up here. You already have an existing Google Guaranteed profile, so all they have to do is get in there, fix it, and get it activated for you. So you shouldn't be waiting more than 2 weeks, essentially, you know?
I have to wait 2 weeks?
No, I'm saying that'd be like worst case scenario. More than likely, from what you're saying to me, they should be able to get it activated like ASAP, probably by today or Monday, but they got to get in and see what's going on first.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, no problem. That's fine. If it can be like today or so or Monday, that's fine. No problem. Because I don't like to pay because I don't have the money to pay my rental and my stuff, you know. Just I'm going to tell you the truth because I don't have any job almost 3 weeks, 4 weeks right now. And they don't have a job.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that. That one-time application / management fee, though, I don't have a way around that. That's for us to, like, get in and basically get everything situated for you. So you're saying you don't have the $250 fee, correct?
No, I can't pay that, but I need to get, like, calls. I need to recover calls for Monday. If I get calls Monday, Tuesday, I will be happy to return that because if I pay $250 right now and I have to wait until the end of the month, I don't have the payment for my rental, my car, my expenses.
In my experience, you're looking at 2 weeks probably max, right, for it to get approved. But there's no way of telling until they get in there. You know what I'm saying? I've seen clients in similar situations as you where they get it activated that same day, you know, but they just have to get in and see what's going on essentially, you know? So
yeah,
I don't
no
want to
problem.
Like promise you Monday because they, who knows, they got to get in and see what's going on basically. But from what you're telling me, if it's from like a false review, I mean, it should be a pretty quick process, but they got to get in and get with our Google rep and see exactly what's going on, you know?
Okay, can you give me like the access to see what's going on before I don't like to, you know?
Yeah, you'll have full access to your Google Guaranteed page just like you do. You just got to add us as manager basically to it. And they'll forward you like all the emails and everything too. Yes, sir.
Okay, can you give me like the email I can put you in Google local services?
They do that in the Google Guaranteed onboarding appointment. So I'm going to schedule that for a time that works best for you. The quicker, the better. That way they could get in. You know what I'm saying?
But they
do that in the Google Guaranteed onboarding appointment.
Okay. It's not like I can put like email.
Give you an email, yes sir, to add them, but they do that in the Google Guaranteed onboarding appointment to make sure they get in correctly.
Okay. Okay, no problem. I have to wait until they send me, or how can I just one more?
No, I'm going to schedule a call. I'm going to schedule a call where they'll call you from our 877 number to set everything up for you.
Sure. It can be today, yeah? Today.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hold on. Let me check their schedule. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, because we need to...
Yeah, they have a bunch of appointments available today. Yeah.
Yeah. I need to make sure it can be today to help me like today because I get stuck.
Yeah, no, I'll make it today for sure, 100%.
Yeah, no problem.
But for the one-time application / management fee, are you going to use a different card or the same card we have on file?
Yeah, it's going to be a different card. Let me give you
okay.
a different card.
All right, give me 1 sec. Is it the same billing address, the 5571 Home Valley Drive?
That's correct, yes, sir.
Okay. And then when you have it, just let me know if it's a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover.
It's a Visa. It's only one-time charge, yeah?
Yeah, give me 1 second. So you want to switch your billing back to the MasterCard afterwards, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me message billing then. Give me one quick sec, okay?
Because this is for my business. This card for Swift Locksmith Service LLC. The card
Got
that
it.
I pay only is like a MasterCard. It's like a business card. I need to use my business card for it.
Yeah, just give me 1 sec. I messaged you and my wife actually works in the billing department, so I just messaged her right now.
Yeah, sure, no problem. Take your time. Just I need to meet. Who's manager? What the name of the guy? He do like Google My Business reinstatement?
That's James. Yeah, that's James.
James?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me 1 sec. Okay, she's doing it right now, brother. Give me 1 sec.
Sure, no problem. Anytime.
Yeah.
Thank you. And this is the card that's going to be
Yeah, so I'm going to switch the card to the Visa, right, and just charge it for the one-time Google Guaranteed fee. And then what I'm doing is Amy, she's going to make sure that your card's changed back to the MasterCard for regular billing.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Okay, we're good to go. So you said the card for the Google Guaranteed fee is a Visa, right?
It's a Visa, yeah.
All right. Ready for that card number when you are?
4427.
Mm-hmm.
3225.
Okay.
4147. 5096.
All right. Expiration?
0929.
All right. CVC code?
It's 539.
Perfect. So give me 1 second. Let me just attach Google Guaranteed to your account.
And after that, it's not charged for my card. It's only just a one-time charge.
Yeah, yes, sir. The $250 fee. Yes, sir. Correct.
Okay.
And I know you have the base program through us, too. So what I'm doing is Amy's going to switch the billing back to the other card. So she's already aware.
Yeah, the other account, I don't get any job. I have to have credit for this one in there because almost like 3 weeks with no jobs, nothing, you know, for the.
Right. Well, the local SEO, the first step is getting that verification, like you're listing out a suspension. So that's what James is working on right now. And I'm telling you, he's the best in the business. Like he's going to get that thing done for you for sure. So, and I looked at all the documents you sent, like you have everything that's needed, you know, so it shouldn't be a problem for them.
And I can keep me all the reviews. I don't like to lose the reviews or can have like a listing.
Yeah, absolutely. They're working to get your listing out of suspension. So all those reviews will still be on there.
Okay, no problem. Because I don't like to have anything new or start up from the beginning, start over from the business.
Yeah, yeah. I'll message James, too, just so he's fully aware. But from his notes, it looks like he's getting it out of suspension, you know. So, one sec.
Yeah, because I see my business is right now verification needed right now, you know. I think but they
yeah, so with the locksmith industry, a lot of times when you guys get in suspension, they require an advanced verification. So that's what he's talking about, essentially. But I'll message him just to double check.
This is why I get suspended from Google Guaranteed for advanced verification. And when they do for me advanced verification, I get failed. I don't know what's going on. I don't know which tools they get used to do verification. I don't know what happened because I have my business license. I have the license.
You have everything.
License.
Yeah.
I have everything. Why they do like this? I'm not scamming. I'm not like a person. But because they leave the scamming is working right now and they take that's very bad.
Right. You know, so I'm going to tell you what happened. Okay. And this was years ago. There was a lot of like fraudulent businesses, right? Like, it started in the garage door industry and in the locksmith industry. So they made it more taxing basically to stay verified.
But this is,
you know,
let me tell you something. I've been in the business since 2017.
Whenever
Google Guaranteed, they verify my business and they let me to use the Google Guaranteed with the badge. But they charge me a lot. With Google Guaranteed and Google AdWords, they charge me more than $300,000 since 2017.
Right. Okay. Yeah, Google Ads, I would stay away from those because it's pay-per-click. You know what I'm saying? Google Guaranteed is going to be a better outlet for you because with that service, you're actually speaking to somebody. You know what I'm saying? So we'll make sure it's all set up properly. But the Google Guaranteed appointment, let me see. I want to give them just a little bit of time to prep for it. So how about, are you available an hour from now? Would that work for you?
Yeah, I'm available. Yeah.
Okay.
1 hour,
perfect.
Right. I've been next to my laptop. I've been next, and I need somebody to help me very quick because we need to get this one here done very quickly. You know, don't like to, you know, because I'm done because I'm ready to take my customers because my customers, they cannot find my in the in search engine, in Google. They cannot find Swift Locksmith anywhere.
Right.
And this is the problem. They cannot, anybody can call me.
Right. No, we're going to fix it for you 100%. So I'm sending you an email calendar invite right now. It's going to say local / LSA onboarding appointment on it. And let's see. Give me one sec.
It's still like an invitation.
Yeah, it's just an invitation. That's all it is.
Yeah.
And let's see. You're probably, because we send an automatic email reminder and text reminder 1 hour before, so you might get that right now, too. So just give me one sec here. You said you have, you already have reviews on that Google Guaranteed page, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Do you know about how many?
This is like my page. My is linked with Swift, like my the main business is sending.
Right. Okay.
It's the main business. And the account number is 920314-0829.
Here, hold on. Let me put that in for you right now. Give me one second. LSA CID number. What was it again?
The ID number 920.
Mm-hmm.
314.
Okay.
0829. Let me log into this account because this is the I have multiple different Google guarantees, but this is the main business that linked to my main business.
Right.
Let me see here. Local.
Yes. Okay. Well, I'm just getting all the notes over. Yes. CID.
Yeah, this is Apex Web Blacksmith Apex. The ID number is 920-314-0829.
Right, that's the same number you gave me, right? 920-314-0829. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, this is my idea for account that I need to link to, you know, because I created metal one, new one, but it's not, you know, it's not approved from Google Guarantee.
Yeah, you don't want to create a new one. Yeah, it's like pulling teeth to do a whole new one. Yeah.
Exactly. And this is a policy manager. This is when I click the policy manager, they said the violation.
Right.
They said local services adds the requirements, minimum provider requirements. Provider must complete all onboarding requirements and maintain minimum provider requirements as described on the LEC Health Center in order to serve local services ad. Hello?
Oh, I'm here. Yes, sir. I'm just getting your notes over, brother. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, no problem. And they told me contact us to fix this and appeal in the bottom.
Yeah, I'll tell you, our tech team's really good. They just got to get in and fix it for you. So give me one sec here. Okay, let me go to placement. Your call's coming up. So usually I do all this while I'm off the phone with you, but I'm just getting all added right now. So
yeah, because they have some calls coming to my phone, but they don't answer until I finish with email.
Yeah, we're just about done for right now, but you're going to have that call in an hour or two. So just give me 1 sec. Blacksmith industry. Boom. Add that. Update. Okay. All right. So I sent all the notes over to them. So look, that call, which will be less than an hour now, so it's going to be at 1:30 your time. They're going to call you from our 877 number. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first to introduce you to the technician. I'm going to have just the first available agent call. So it's either going to be Bonnie, Anna, or Ivan. So I didn't set one because I want to make sure that call's done. So basically, just be available, okay, at that time. Does that make
sense? Yeah, I'm available. I'm going to wait for 1 hour, like 1:30.
Yeah, 1:30.
Yeah, well, 12:30, 1 hour. I'd be like 2 hours in my home right now. I'm waiting, no problem.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to have him, I'm going to message two things too, okay? I'm going to message James just so he knows, hey, we're getting that other listing out of suspension, which I believe he's already doing, but I just want to make sure. And then I'm also going to message our Google Guaranteed tech side so they're aware of this call so they can kind of pull it up beforehand. Okay?
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
It.
Do me a favor, too. When you get a chance, just save my phone number in your phone. If you ever have any questions, don't hesitate to call me. Okay?
Okay, let me give you can you give me your phone number?
Yeah. I texted it to you, but if you want to write it down, let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready, yeah.
All right. 877.
877.
635.
635.
6225.
6225.
Extension 711.
711.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I got you.
Perfect.
And your name?
My name's Daniel. Daniel Nelson.
Daniel. Okay, Daniel.
Yes, sir.
Right.
All right. So I'm going to get with the Google Guaranteed team right now, and I'm going to let them know what's going on. Just be available at that time, okay? So we'll give you a call here shortly.
And are you sure it can be resolved, this issue guaranteed?
I need them to get in first, right? But what you described to me, it sounds like it's an easy fix for them. I just need them to get in and see exactly what's going on. But it should be – I looked at all your documents and stuff. Like, you have everything that's needed. You know what I'm saying? So it should be easy breezy, but I just need them to get in first and see what's going on. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, perfect. Hey, great talking to you. Thank you so much for reaching out to us, and we'll get on top of this right away. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Yeah.